This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? And loving you so, 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 so. I used to love you, no, I don't wanna know, no, no, no. Who's taking you home, 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 home? I'm loving you so, 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 so. The way I used to love you, oh, I don't wanna know.
I want to know what's going on with you. What is the weekend report? How are we getting ready for a new week? Hi, it's Monday. I'm Doug Steffen with the lovely and talented Jennifer Horn, the lovely and talented. I couldn't say this is all equality here. This is all equality radio. Jennifer is just as good looking and just as talented, sounds just as wonderful as Victoria Keelan, Kara Schiller. Everybody's on a level playing field, right? We all understand that? Of course.
Now, where do you put yourself in that? Because
well,
we know
see,
we're
now
awesome.
I'm, that's a different story.
Above,
because,
all you peons.
As in, 1984, there's always got to be somebody in charge. Well, Monday brings us lots of fresh things to talk about. What happened over the weekend? What's going on? The Grammys seem to be on the mind of the ladies, so I'll let them take over. I watched a little of it last night. I saw Adele crying when she did the tribute to George Michael, and that was about it. They went to the rap, and I seem to have lost interest. I don't know why that could be. And then after that, it was the 99 time. So what did you ladies get out of watching the Grammys last night as to winners? I heard you talking, comparing Adele to somebody else in terms of, was it Beyonce who won what? So why don't you give us the full lowdown. Ladies, the floor is yours. Our ears are open.
I just started out saying I thought the Grammys were pretty boring. I didn't really want to watch it, but I did it for the show. You're welcome.
Good. You took it for the team. Good for you, Jennifer.
And as I watched it, because really start to finish, I watched it. I just thought it was kind of boring. I mean, I like James Corden. I didn't even think he was at his best. I thought I was fully expecting to be completely annoyed this morning with all the political nonsense, and they didn't even do any political nonsense, really. I mean, I don't know. It was just,
they left
I thought
that
it
to
was
Saturday
kind of
Night Live on Saturday again.
Oh, my God. Talk about political nonsense. Yeah, and then I was just telling Kara and Victoria, you know, I don't know if it's that I'm getting older and that I don't get it, but I don't understand why they let Beyonce stand on the stage for 9 minutes. Like, is she, I just don't understand where Queen Bee came from. Like, she's lost on me. I feel like she's, like, I used to love her in Destiny's Child, and I just, now it's kind of like, they treat her like royalty, and I guess it's lost. I don't get it.
9 minutes and what, clapping?
Just no. Standing on stage, moving her arms around.
No, she sang like a medley of two songs, but Adele got two songs, Bruno Mars got two songs, somebody else did something else.
Just hers seemed very long. It seemed longer than the rest. Well, it
racist.
Was, because it was combined.
You're a racist, Jennifer. You're a racist.
No one is saying that. Oh my God.
No, just because it was combined, I think it did sound, it was longer, but I mean, I don't know. I love Beyonce. We were saying this off the air, too. Track by track, Adele's album and Beyonce's Lemonade, I don't think Adele's album can even compete, but she won anyway, so she beat Beyonce for album of the year. And, I mean, it's Adele, and she every 5 years she has an album, so I think she's always going to beat whoever's in her competition. But I don't know. I love Beyonce, and I thought that last night, I mean, she's very pregnant. I didn't realize how pregnant she is already, but she was very pregnant. I don't know how she's ever going to do Coachella in April.
Yeah.
Unless she gives birth on stage as part of the act, but I don't know how she was doing that. And the leaning back in the chair made me nervous.
So do you think that Beyonce, your feeling about Beyonce weighs in on your objectivity when it comes to Adele or Beyonce as to who ought to have won?
I love them both. I'm just saying track by track, I love both albums. I own both albums. I'm just saying track by track, Lemonade to me has better songs than Adele's album.
And do you have the same comparative, Jennifer? Do you have both of them? Have you listened to both of them? I imagine you're pretty tuned in, as is Victoria, to this stuff.
I don't know. I think all the craziness around Lemonade, it just, like I just said, it just hasn't done it.
Hasn't registered with you.
And to make it like she's some sort of royal, it just, I don't know. It's weird. Now, Adele, I just...
This has become. I'm going to say,
but it's not that I like one better than the other. You know,
you want me to say
like
what
either?
The elephant?
Yeah.
No, Jennifer just really doesn't like either.
No.
All right, okay. So here's the elephant. Well, Jennifer's a country lady, so she'd be more interested.
Yeah, but I didn't. I'm not all country. I mean, I like pop music a lot.
How did the country singers do last night? We're talking about.
And that's the other thing. The Grammys made some guy the winner, Sturgill something or other, who I had never even heard of, and I listened to country music. No idea who the guy was that won.
Well, what did he win? Album of the Year?
Here's the bigger picture. Are these shows becoming increasingly irrelevant because of either politics or because the shine is on one year, they don't do enough of one thing, so they're criticized, and they do more of it the next year, and then they leave out other people who ought to be considered instead of being right down the middle? That's what's coming across to me. I feel like I'm left out of a lot of these things. Granted, I may not be the demo for a lot of the entertainment, whether it be movies or television or music, that sort of thing. I'm not the demo, but by the same token, I have preferences, I have choices, I have the ability to discern by looking at stuff and figure out what I like. And because I'm doing a radio program that figures it has the pulse on the public, I don't see that these shows and what they're representing apply to the tastes of most of the public.
Yeah, I mean, frankly, this was the first award show that I've watched in probably more than a year because, I mean, Jen says she doesn't know if it's because she's getting older. Victoria always calls me, you know, a 90-year-old woman, so maybe maybe my opinion doesn't count, but I just think that they're kind of boring. I think that they're way too long. I mean, I had to go to bed. I hit 10 o'clock, which was kind of late for me, during, like, the Adele, George, Michael performance, and I had to turn it off because I was ready to go to bed, and it's just not worth staying up until 11:30 to see them announce who won Album of the Year. But I feel like, yeah, they try to be edgy by nominating people like Sturgill Simpson, but then the same people, it's like that random person wins who nobody's heard of before and nobody has bought their album and nobody cares about, and yet the same people win every other, you know, the same people are nominated for everything else. So it's just, I can't figure out how they make their decisions.
More of the same.
Well, the Grammy Academies are the Academy of whatever they are. They always like to throw an elitism pick in there. You know, a couple of years ago it was Bon Iver won, and literally you could read the lips of people in the audience when they announced him for Best New Artist. People were looking, going, Bon Iver, what? Huh? Like, no one had heard of him, and he was sitting next to them, and they had no idea who he was. They did that with Esperanza Spalding. Exactly, no one still knows who she is. I mean, they like to throw in these elitist-type nominations, and they usually win. So if you ever see a category at the Grammys where there's one name you've never heard of, you can bank on that person's going to win.
Mm. Well, I think that it does become a discussion topic, but I think I throw back out the Rock in the Room. There is so much politically correct consideration here, and it does not reflect the mainstream in America, or if these are supposed to be, these prizes are supposed to connote tastes outside of America. Is it just, are these supposed to, whether it's the Oscars, whether it's the Grammys, whether it's the SAG Awards, are these just all about American stuff, or is this all, is there a consideration given to the international tastes of audiences in countries other than ours?
That's a good question. I don't know. They have the Latin Grammys, which they had over the weekend. But I don't know.
This is supposed to be us, pretty much. I think this
I mean, obviously Adele won big, and she's not American. But I would say, yeah, maybe Britain is probably the only other country that we're really applying.
Is it about sales and popularity in America? Adele's very popular in America, so it would seem the reason that she'd do well.
Right.
I say yes, but then, we talked about that, how they have weird artists nominated sometimes, like Sturgill Simpson. And, I mean, what sales does he have? Not that many,
right,
I would think.
Yeah. But overall, going back to what Jen was saying, I mean, I thought the show itself, James Corden was just flat, they just didn't give him enough
to do. I watched him
with
his mother and father and that. What was that all about? That was
That was kind of funny with the Heidi Klum and Nick Jonas. I don't know. To me, that was, and he did a little mini carpool karaoke, which would have been, I think, funnier if people actually knew the words to Sweet Caroline.
Well, that was including Neil Diamond.
Yeah, it seemed like no one knew how to sing that song, and you would think they practiced it, but I almost got the feeling that these people were up over there. They didn't know they were going.
Jennifer Lopez looked really surprised to me, I think it was a surprise to them.
The only one who knew it looked like what was going on was John Legend. John's like, okay, come on, let's go. But everybody else was, like, surprised. Poor Faith Hill, he, like, hands her the mic and says, take it, Faith. And she's like, yeah. She can't even sing the words.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, I'm going to reiterate my point, and then we'll move on. The idea these shows represent popular culture represent people and their buying or their tastes, I think is going out the window. I don't see. It'd be very interesting to see how the Oscars fly this year. A couple of weeks, right? The Oscars is the 26th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that time, we've seen all these other awards, and they've been political, they've been irrelevant for the most part, and they've been very skewed to a larger portion of winners from a smaller portion of the contributors. It's just that I just think that the public is seeing this and thinking, it'd be interesting to see what the ratings are for some of these shows now in comparison to a year or two or three or four ago. I think public is tiring of all of this stuff and the continuing hammering. I mean, I can't believe the Saturday Night Live stuff. It is just over the top. It's getting to the point now where it's ridiculous. And I think they'll wear themselves out. They just can't.
It really is awful. You know, here they go.
Awful.
1 week of everybody going, okay, the Melissa McCarthy, yeah, Sean Spicer fun thing was okay, funny. And now they're having her come back and doing that 50 Shades of Grey nonsense.
Grind.
I'm sorry, Fatal Attraction. None. No.
No, that was Kate McKinnon doing Conway.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, that was just bad. It wasn't funny. It was just bad. Like, no one understood it. Mm. But the Melissa McCarthy thing, I don't think they're going to keep doing that every week.
No,
I mean,
it's horrible.
They're going to lose a lot of their audience if they do. I can't imagine anybody who's even in the middle of the road.
But it's kind of like, when it's funny. We all know
a lot of people think it's funny. That's why they brought her back.
Yeah, but that's the thing. We all go to dinner with the guy who, when you laugh at his joke, he keeps going and going and going, and then it's not funny anymore.
Mm.
Like, the first time with Melissa McCarthy, funny, shock value, but it's just, I don't know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they're going to bring her back every week. It would be overkill.
It's lost on me. That's all. You guys may enjoy it. Good for you, but it doesn't work for me. At 18 after the hour, how about we take a trip into your bedroom?
Get out of my bedroom, you.
So we all of us got some interesting deliveries last week, and we put them on our beds over the weekend. And now we can talk about how you slept on that parachute, that the bedding from the folks at Parachute. This is the most modern bedding. This is the most comfortable bedding. I have it on my home here in California and in Massachusetts. This is something that is, you wouldn't think, okay, sheets are sheets, right? You go to the store, you buy a
set of
sheets, put them on your bed.
Yeah, yeah. I am a sheet snob.
Me too.
Yeah. Because if you get sheets that are just, you're just trying to skimp or save a little bit of money, or you're not looking at the materials that it's made out of, you wake up sweating in the middle of the night because they're not breathable, good quality sheets. And who can sleep when you're sweating all through the night?
And I can't stand when I need soft, soft texture, silky soft. I can't handle rough cotton or rough whatever. So, yeah, I'm like Jen. I'm totally an elitist when it comes to my sheets.
Would you say these parachutes sheets are the softest, most comfortable sheets? Now, yeah, they're giving us, they pay us to tell the story. But if I didn't want, excuse me, you to be brought into this, if I worried about what you'd say, I wouldn't ask you to have a conversation with me. I think, from my experience anyway, I found this, and I have been a sneet snob, good dog, a sheet snob, because of the company I've been keeping, and the company I've been keeping likes to have what is really good, comfortable, expensive bedding. And this stuff beats it. It really does. So, you may have ever heard of Parachute before. Parachute, yep, as in parachute. Parachute has a 60-night trial. This is really amazing. You get your sheets, you try them for 2 months. If you don't like them, you send them back. You get your money back. They take the sheets and they donate them to Habitat for Humanity. So if you really want the best sheets, listen to what Jennifer and Victoria have to say. Go to parachutehome.com/DJV to get free shipping. And you get returns if you don't like it. Comfy bedding and then some. Parachutehome.com/DJV to enjoy what Jennifer and Victoria and I have enjoyed already. Parachute bedding. Parachutehome.com/DJV to get the bedding and the free shipping.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Some walk by night, some fly by day. Nothing could change you, set and sure of the way. There is a sun.
And I didn't realize how jazzy Al Jarreau's sounded, actually. I always thought he was more pop, even though he had a smoothness to him that sometimes is either confused or connected to jazz. Al Jarreau passed away over the weekend, the age of 76, seven-time Grammy Award-winning singer. Did they have a tribute for him at the Grammys, or was it all about...
They just mentioned him. Someone came out and mentioned him. I forget who.
What do you mean too soon? What do you have to
do? He passed away before I think they probably had a chance to do anything. You know, he passed away at the same time as the Grammys, basically.
Yeah, I think it was Sunday morning, in fact.
Right.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to some of the more famous, if you will, more popular, the Al Jarreau songs. The first thing we had was the theme from Moonlight, right? Wasn't that?
But yes.
Everybody
yep.
remembers that. This is a song called After All. Let's hear a little more from Al Jarreau passing away. It's not dying while he's doing this song.
It's an important distinction.
Yeah, right. Yeah, make sure you stay alive there, Al.
According to a statement from his manager, he was surrounded by his family and friends at the time he passed. His family asked that, in lieu of flowers or gifts, donations be made to the Wisconsin Foundation for School Music, which is an organization that supports music opportunities and teachers and scholarships all over Wisconsin.
He must be from Milwaukee, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I'd say that was a good guess. Last week, there were a lot of updates on his Twitter account announcing that he had entered a hospital for exhaustion, was forced to retire from touring, and he was pretty sad about it. And then there was an update on Thursday showing that he seemed to be getting better. And the tweet said, quote, "I know you'll all be happy to know Al Jarreau is recovering slowly and steadily." But then somehow over the weekend, everything took a bad turn. As a result of that, if you look around some of the social media, lots of performers mourning the loss of him. Rest in power, and Al Jarreau wrote Chaka Khan. You were everything jazz and beyond with an unrivaled improvisational genius. This is my favorite song of his. Let's crank this up.
Yeah, I like this one too.
Yeah. Yep. 76, man. Nothing good about that number.
Nope.
Oof. Good Lord. Yeah, he was very, I thought he was very distinctive, one of those guys. Like the fellow that was in a wheelchair whose name just went out of my mind, who died about 10 years ago, that was also cut out of the same.
Why do you do this game to us?
I know.
You know, the guy in the wheelchair who died 10 years ago.
No, come on.
Oh,
Luther.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
No, no, Luther
Vandross.
Luther Vandross.
He was in a wheelchair?
Oh, yeah. He was in.
And I only got that because you told me his name, so that was good.
Yeah.
I think I need to Google Luther Vandross wheelchair because I don't remember him ever being in a wheelchair.
Well, help yourself.
I just say yes, Ducky.
I know.
It's
right.
Not so much better.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I want her to check it out. I wanted my facts to be as correct as possible.
I mean, I know he had heart trouble from losing all that weight, and then he had a heart attack, I believe.
No, I think he was in a wheelchair. But I stand to be corrected. Speaking of death, Clive Davis celebrating, is that the right word? No, acknowledging the fifth anniversary. Can you believe Whitney Houston died 5 years ago?
Crazy.
This past weekend? Wow.
I don't know if I'm still over it, by the way.
Yeah, I saw her in an old Saturday Night Live show that was on Saturday night.
I saw that too.
Alec Baldwin. I thought...
1991.
Yeah.
I feel like it was still such a waste. I think about it. Yeah.
Awful.
Gosh, so
28 past the hour.
Both and. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. As children, it's very comfortable for us to divide the world into the mindset that things are either good or bad. As we get older, we begin to develop the capacity to understand that life often calls for both and thinking, rather than the more simplistic either or mentality. For example, it's important to understand that you don't have to choose between either having a great career or a great marriage, because it's absolutely possible to have both. The next time you're facing a situation where you believe you're locked into an either-or predicament, step back and ask yourself how you can make it into a both-and. The more that you can set yourself to seeing the possibility of both-and, the more realistic it is for you to achieve it. For more on motivation, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 34 after the hour, hopefully you enjoy, that's why you're here, the conversation about what's going on from left to right, up to down, in and out, here, there, and everywhere. There are things going on, and so on the DJB experience here, a lot of time we spend, there are conversations and circumstances that we find ourselves in where we think about people. We were just talking about Al Jarreau and what a loss that was. And you wonder sometimes when you're close to somebody, if they feel a loss, what's the best way to help them? When you think about it, what words come to your mind? Oh, I'm so sorry, or I'm so sad, or I feel so badly for you. At times like that, when you go into yourself to try to come up with something that's helpful, do you find you have the words or not? When there's somebody who has had a tragedy or something has gone wrong with a friend of yours, how do you support people? How do you protect the people that you care about? I was just thinking about that. The Al Jarreau people were asking money to be, so they weren't really prepared for him to die.
No,
he's
going
to be coming back around. Mm. So when people die suddenly, or when there's a change, it doesn't even have to be about death. Somebody loses their job, mm-hmm. or they get divorced, or something. You go into unknown territory with these people. How do you, and this is an exercise always when I have these conversations with the ladies on the program, it's always meant to get you to think about what it is that you, what resource do you call upon to service you when you're gathered in a group or individually with someone? You know, let's you meet a friend for a drink after work, and she says, "I just got a divorce," and you didn't know it. What do you say to that person? Or she just broke up with her boyfriend, or something happened to her child. I think it's something that's a tool that's been lost. We've lost the human touch, it seems to me, in communication, because we're so dependent on those damn devices, and it takes from us our ability to emote. Whether you think this is true or not, ladies, I feel very strongly that this. I went to a church service yesterday morning. I don't go very often, but I went to...
Wow, that was why there was thunder and lightning in L.A.
Yeah. I went to the North Hollywood Church of Religious Science, which is it's a group that I have followed and been interested in because they have the same basic spiritual philosophy that I do. But I haven't really found... I don't find church to be much... It was kind of like watching the Grammys last night. I don't see there as much there for me. But I took away a lot from the conversation yesterday morning, including the need for people to have warmth. It was like a lesson. The minister was teaching the audience how to have compassion. And this is really pretty interesting because people don't seem to be able to express compassion these days. And I thought about it, and he made mention of the fact, because they were he's looking out in the congregation. There are probably 400 people there. And it's a wonderful neighborhood in North Hollywood, a wonderful church, been there for a long, long time. And these people were, while he was doing his message, there were people on their cell phones.
Oh,
looking.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
and I'm
bad.
Really, this guy was really a good speaker. He had me, and I'm a tough audience. And so, and I didn't even think about it. I left my stuff in the car. I wouldn't have brought it into church,
yeah,
for God's sake.
I would turn mine off during work, too.
Yeah.
Or during work, during church. That too.
The Freudian slip.
And these were adults? These weren't children, right?
Like, there weren't the child in the place. They were adults.
Oh, it's really starting to bug me more and more when people who just can't disconnect for, you know, you can't, what's the point of being there? You can't just be present for 20 minutes. Really?
And especially in a place where the guy really had a good message. And I love singing in church. That's one of the things that I get.
Well,
I really
I
do.
Bet
we
you can imagine.
And I was right there, man. All the songs
laying
I knew.
Little Dougie Stefan on him. Give him a little Dougie Fresh. Jen, we should insist that Doug goes to church more so he gets it out of his system Sunday.
Maybe that's a way of doing it. But so anyway, so there were two reasons for me bringing this message to the surface. One of them was the complete the lack of respect for what this man was saying and how he was saying it with those who are using the device. But then back to the message of understanding how to communicate to people who are bereft, whether it be, again, whether it's a divorce, whether it's been sick, whether you've died, whatever it is. How do you do it?
It depends. I mean, I don't think breaking up with the boyfriend and losing a parent or something are the same, but I think, I mean, you can't say anything. I mean, words are words, but letting people know that they're not alone, I think, mm-hmm. is about the best thing that you can do.
Right?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
I feel showing empathy, and then, I mean, I think people tell you for a reason, and I think they tell you something that's going on in their life because they want to talk about it.
Mm.
If they didn't want to talk about it, then I think they would keep it to themselves, and so
right.
I think all you
can
do...
And then you don't touch it? Do you not touch it? If they don't... If you know something has happened, but the person who's involved doesn't bring it up, do you not bring it up? Do you just leave it?
Yeah.
I think what you do in that situation is let them know in other ways that you were there for them, and that way if they do feel the need at some point to bring it up, then they feel welcome to do so. But yeah, I don't think it's your place to bring it up if they're not willing to.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that there's we are losing our ability to communicate. I grew up as a communicator. I grew up as a person asking questions, wondering why, what, how, who. Those are the sorts of things that have served me well in my established choice of my avocation and my vocation, both interested in finding answers to things. That's where I am.
Don't you think it might be more about people unable? Because I feel like we're communicating, but I think that we don't know how to process emotions anymore because we're communicating into a device.
Yeah.
But I don't know if people can process their own emotions or the emotions of the person that they need to have a conversation.
Are they even conscious, Jennifer? Do people feel like there's a consciousness to them? Doesn't that, I mean, that's, if you pull away, you're not using your mind, you're not able to emote. So where do you get your strength? Where do you get your confidence? Where do you go for inner peace? People are always looking at these things to find out stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking for that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I think that's, honestly.
Yeah, I think that's why you've seen such a huge uptick in the number of people doing yoga and meditation. It seems to be a really big thing because people are finding that, you know, it's like water in a container. It's, you know, all of the space is filled up now. It's got to go somewhere. It has to escape.
All right, so,
we've been bottling up those emotions, and I think that's why alternative things are being used more now.
Here's how this thing presented itself yesterday, Victoria. The minister asked for a moment of meditation, made a moment of silence, whatever you want to call it in church. So the lights went down, and you could see around the room. I closed my eyes for a moment, and I started thinking about a couple of things, and then I felt like there was something, there was somebody sitting three or four seats down from me. And so I looked over, and she's looking at her device. And then look around the rest of the parish.
Up screens everywhere.
Yeah. Ugh. People are looking at their devices during the moment of meditation. I'm thinking to myself,
so that's
what's
so great about Orthodox Jews is that they shut down on Friday night and they don't power up again until Saturday. So that's good.
Saturday night, Sunday night, yeah.
We should all take a lesson, maybe.
Observation. I'm just asking for us to figure out how we cleanse our mind and how we really pay attention. Can you... In your own way, reach into yourself and actually say something to someone who has a problem that actually means something. It may be a good exercise to try. It's day before Thanksgiving. Wait a minute. Hello. Oh.
What?
Thanksgiving?
Do you know the sad thing is I actually had to like go through my brain real quick and go, Thanksgiving.
Right.
You almost got me, Dougie.
'Twas the night before Valentine's and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. And you don't want mice to be around when you get your Sherry's berries, because the mice will chew on that. That's the story. Actually, I'm making reference to Sherry's berries in part because this place where I am is loaded with ants this morning, crawling all over the place. And I noticed that I dropped some chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They love that.
Yes, they seem to.
They're like, you fed the ants. Out. They're excited. You're actually feeding them.
Yes. I'm feeding them Sherry's berries, which seems to be an incredible waste. So you got one day today. You can get in at the last moment, Valentine's Day tomorrow. Man, if you're a slaggard and you haven't done anything about it, I hope that you're smart enough not to wait till tomorrow. Because if nothing else, you're going to find rotten candy. You're going to find melted chocolate. You're going to find flowers that are dead. That's what you'll get. If you wait till tomorrow to get your Valentine's a present, you don't give a damn about your Valentine. That's pretty much it. Simple, straightforward. If you have waited till the last minute, this person doesn't really rate with you. You're just trying to protect yourself from the obvious.
From a slap in the face.
This is the most hilarious Valentine's Day speech I've ever heard.
Well, think about it. What do you find? You find old flowers and old chocolate. You don't want that.
And by the way, if you do that, if you wait till the last minute, you're going to pay out the nose for all that stuff, too. For a bouquet of dead flowers. It'll be expensive.
Okay. So the gifts that you have given before that were sort of expected and they weren't met with much enthusiasm, maybe this is a way for you to find salvation. I'm not going to give you this information. This announcement will happen. Will not happen tomorrow. This is it. This is the last time I'm suggesting that you take care of this person with Sherry's berries. If you've already used Sherry's berries in the past, you know how your Valentine reacted to that, or under the circumstance, maybe you gave them for Christmas or whatever. But the spoilage here after today, you're out, down for the count. So do yourself a favor. Go to Sherry's Berries. Go just to, actually, you have to go to berries.com, berries.com. Don't you know the drill? How many times I must have gone through this a couple times a day over the past couple of weeks. So you got, if you listen at all, you got to have the address down. It's easy to get to, berries.com. I went there yesterday and found, as Victoria had suggested, there are a lot of great things there. Not just berries, not just chocolate, but all kinds of things.
And I have to say, didn't I tell you, Dougie, that I went there four times. I ordered different things last week, right? And so I actually got to see them. I ordered from my mom the duo that we were advertising, which was the flowers first and then the berries.
Yep.
The flowers are absolutely beautiful. They're mixed color roses in like this beautiful light pink and bright pink and then a red and a white. I mean, really, really pretty roses.
Well, so you have Jennifer's word for it. Jennifer, by the way, you look beautiful on Saturday morning. We had breakfast on Saturday. Jennifer and her dad and I had our monthly meeting, and we invited Joe Crummy. And he's such a character. We had
so it was a crummy breakfast.
It was 2 hours. And I have to tell you, all right, let me just do the... I'm going to tell you the story in just a second. Hold on a minute. The Sherry's Berries connection is berries.com, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner. Type in DJV, DJV. Order it now. Go to berries.com and save yourself from a fate worse than death if you haven't gotten something good going for you for Valentine's Day. All right, so Jennifer and her father and I and Joe Crummy, who's a great radio guy, had breakfast on Saturday morning. And we got, I think Crummy is one of the great guys around now, frankly, doing, he tells such great stories. And everything he does, he's got that voice. Every story everything he's talking about becomes a story.
Right.
So, and he's quite
his
a Trump supporter.
Great.
So he found home with Jennifer and her father. And so there's a couple sitting at the table next to us.
Young couple. Hispanic couple.
A young Hispanic couple. And so Crummy and Jennifer, and I'm sitting here watching them.
No, I knew what was going on. If you notice, you and me, you and I, Dougie, we're the ones that just shut up.
Yeah,
Crummy and my dad are you know, that drunk again. My dad's going, get them out of here. If you're illegal and committing crimes, get them out of here.
Meanwhile, the restaurant's run by a bunch of Hispanics. Although the guy that owns it is a Greek, but there's, you know, everybody's waiting on us. And people know you and you've been going.
So they love us.
No, but it was the tone and the sense of it was, I was having fun, frankly. More because Crummy didn't know, and your father didn't really pay any attention to
the
next to us, who was glaring. This woman's glaring at us. I don't know. Who knows whether they were eating and then
they left pretty quickly though.
They left pretty quickly and.
Because Joe Crummy's voice really resonates in a room. Like, my dad's got a great radio voice, but he knows how to talk down a little quieter. But Crummy was just all over the place. And so these two, I thought, I was actually sitting there because Doug and I were in the center of the booth, and Joe was on one side, and my dad's on the other. And I'm thinking, okay, these guys are going to come over. And even though Joe Crummy is being clearly the more strident one, they're going to hit my dad. So I'm like, how am I going to get out of here to push this guy away from punching my dad's face? Because he was a big dude.
He was a big dude. His wife was a...
Yeah, I mean, they were both good-sized people. I'm like, okay,
fortified.
Let's go.
Right. They were... it was interesting. It looked like he was drinking beer, too.
That's perfect.
10 o'clock in the morning.
I didn't notice that.
So, anyway, it was just... It was funny. It was more funny than it was anything else. Just to see the reaction. But that's kind of what's going on. In the country, you have
and then Joe Crummy thought they were going to key his car. It was kind of amusing.
Yeah, and that was a cool little car he was driving too. All right, anyway, so that's our weekend story. Now, 10 minutes before the hour, this is the DJV experience.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
53 past the hour, Tech Talk time here with DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria, brought to you by the folks at ZipRecruiter.com. We're going to talk about Intel and their investment in Arizona. Plus, there's a new iPhone case that you may like. And those of you who are Googling Valentine's gifts to try to be clever, we got some news for you. And then Verizon thing, I wonder if we have time for that. Victoria, as well. If you're hiring, do you post your job needs? Are you finding the best candidates going? I think most people now do go online, don't they? Don't people mostly go online to recruit new helps? You don't see ads anymore. You don't even, once in a while see something on the door of the company, but if you're really running a fairly big or sophisticated company, or even if you're running a small local company, posting your job in one place just isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all of the top job sites. And now you can by using ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks. You can use Facebook, Twitter, that kind of stuff. But it happens all with one click. Find candidates anywhere, any city, any state, from any industry, all across the country. People are going to be seeing your needs. Post once. Watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter. What a great name. ZipRecruiter. No juggling emails, no juggling calls. Your office isn't going to be inundated with all kinds of stuff because ZipRecruiter makes it easy for you to quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person and do it quickly and efficiently. Find out today, right now, if you're a business person and you're looking for help, find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. ZipRecruiter. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Pretty simple to do. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Post your job. No matter how big your company, small your company is, go free. It doesn't cost anything to go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to post. One more time, try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
All right, so Geico is something that's on people's minds. You hear these commercials all over the place, and they do remind you that you could save 15% or more on car insurance. That's the message. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Just visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Okay, so the Google Valentine Day gifts that are so unoriginal. Victoria, do we need the big voice? Jennifer, you want to be the big voice announcer?
Sure.
All right, here
number
we go.
Number how many? Ten?
Ten.
Right?
We'll start with number
ten. Number
ten. These are the most Googled Valentine's gifts of 2017. Google just released this list, and it's very unoriginal. Number 10 is Valentine's Day candy. That's literally what people are Googling. I mean, that's weird. So boring.
Number 9,
fruit baskets. If anyone gave me a fruit basket on Valentine's Day, it would be a very short relationship.
Number 8.
Open when letters. You know, these are the letters that, you know, you say, you write them out, you make them little handmade gifts, and you say, open when we have a fight, or open when, you know, you want some loving, or whatever. So,
open
I don't
when
know
when you're looking for a new girlfriend.
Exactly. Now, the fact is, this is like, could be construed as slightly creative, but if you have to Google how to do it, it's not creative.
Let's go.
Number 7.
Nintendo NES. Really?
Number 6.
Bath bombs. Now, bath bombs are okay, but you have to obviously pair it with a spa certificate or something like that.
Yeah.
It's not enough.
Number 5.
Lingerie. That's just the single word, lingerie, people are Googling.
Number 4.
Chocolate-covered strawberries. Now, unless they're
cherries.
That's
that.
Right. Number 3.
Flower delivery.
Number 2.
Big teddy bear.
Ugh. Oh, boy. Number 1.
Promise rings. Oddly enough, not engagement rings, promise rings.
What's a promise ring?
Exactly.
That's the list. 59 best.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.